This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Reema Tendulkar. This morning, there is a big gash, a brutal sell-off that we had on Wall Street where the Nasdaq was down more than 2.1%, the worst loss since June. The Dow was lower by 1.3%, but it was technology which came under pressure. Apple is now in correction zone, 11% off its September peak, while Amazon is year-to-date negative. So that was the dominant headline, and that's the reason why you've got weakness in Asian markets as well. Chinese markets, remember, are shut for trade. For our own markets, what's adding to the pressure is the kind of rise that we've seen in Brent crude prices, which has surged above $81 per barrel mark. The OPEC Plus has maintained its decision for a gradual supply hike, even as the natural gas crisis has boosted crude demand. So rising crude prices is not good for the Indian market. For our own markets, yesterday we snapped a four-day losing streak. It was a rebound session with the Nifty up 1%, the mid-cap index 1.5%, but we're getting pegged back again. Up until now, the dips have been fairly shallow. The last correction lasted about 500 points in the Nifty, and then we had a rebound session yesterday. Let's see whether once again this buy on dip approach comes through. Yesterday, you had both the FIs and DIs buying the cash market. 860 crore bought by the FIs. The DIs bought 228 crore in the cash market. The street will await. The big cues for the week are going to be the TCS earnings as well as the RBI policy, both on Friday. Quickly run you through some of the stocks which you should have on your radar. HDFC Bank has given a Q2 update where they continue to gain market share. The deposits have gone up by 4.5% on a quarter-on-quarter basis. MMFSL has said its collection efficiency was 100% in the month of September. Hindustan Zinc, in its Q2 update, has said that the mined metal production was up 4% on a year-on-year basis. Zinc production was down 10% year-on-year. Z will remain in focus. The NCLT will continue to hear the matter against Invesco at 2:30 p.m. today. Crude prices are on the boil, the highest since 2014. So oil marketing companies, paint companies on your radar. The North America Class 8 trucks have seen a decline of 11.7% year-on-year and 28.7% on a month-on-month basis due to the semiconductor shortage issue as well as supply chain glitches. So negative news for Bharat Forge as well as Ramkrishna Forging. And finally, Bharati Airtel's rights issue opens today. So, for those, investors, retail participants who are interested in that, please note. With that, I'm going to take your leave. Have a fantastic trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Goodbye from Reema Tendulkar.